What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR. Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show, similar screens, friends of the show, head coach of the Queens, my man Grant Leonard. He got his top assistant DB with him, who I saw this weekend. Had a great time with those guys. Gee, DB, what is up, man?
It's another day in paradise.
I hear that, man. The roars are rising as always. Gee, the roars are rising, man.
DB's out recruiting. He's in Columbia. He's Mr. South Carolina. So, man, it's a good day.
I hear that, G. Now, G Man against G Man. Practice is kicked off. First day practice starts. So, how cool is it to get you guys on the court and actually have a real practice, man, and really put these things you've been doing in the spring and in the early fall to work, man?
Well, the best thing for our guys when the first official practice happens, that means they're out of boot camp. So, they're super excited because the last day of boot camp, they literally run sprints for about an hour and a half straight. So, they're done with boot camp, and so we're getting ready. And this weekend is actually family and parents weekend, and so we're gonna have host about four recruits, and it's a great start to the year, man. It's like you know it's fall and basketball season's right here.
No doubt. When you do your DB, you're out recruiting, man. But how excited are you, man? New year for you guys.
Yeah, I'm excited. Like Coach said, the guys been running a lot. I know they're ready to put the practice jerseys on, play against each other, and just be out of preseason. You know, more mental than anything. So the fact that, you know, it's kind of still the same, but the fact that it's the season time, it's kind of like a breath of fresh air for the fellas, the coaches. You know, we're ready to get to work. You know, season's coming right up in about 22 days or something like that. I forgot the exact day, but, you know, we're ready to get after it for sure.
No doubt. And, conditioning-wise, you got them out of running sprints, man, the way you all know to play fast. It being the Queens Rovers program, how important is it for your guys to be in tip-top condition like they Olympic sprinters almost?
You know, everyone says they want to play fast until they got to get to running. And, you know, but it's super important. If you want to play fast, you have to be able to think while you're tired and make decisions. And our program's all about making the right decisions. But what boot camp really does is it gets them talking to each other when adversity's hitting. And the most important about that is how they handle that. And the communication from the first day of boot camp to the last day of boot camp, it is night and day different. And that's the best part about boot camp.
No doubt, man. And what you want to be about, G, I know you and DB love this, rebounding. That requires quickness, being fast, first to the ball. You know, so talk about how that boot camp mindset and getting in that adversity in shape leads to what the mindset Queens wants to be about, which is owning that glass.
Well, we're going to let DB handle this one because when he got done playing at Queens, he was the second all-time leading rebounder. And I don't even know if those stats were accurate. They might have missed a couple offensive rebounds in there. But DB, go ahead.
Yeah, they definitely might have missed a couple. But one of our other assistants on staff, we call him Bulldog, Adam Short, he has a saying. He says, are you a street dog or are you a Petco dog? You know, we like street dogs. We like guys that don't care. You know, they're going to fight for the ball. We don't want guys that just want the ball to come to them. So, I mean, of course, being in shape, it helps. But like I said, it's all a mindset. And I think that mentality is building boot camp. Like, this is how Queens have been operating. It's how Queens has been so successful for years. We just want to, you know, we get after it. You know, it doesn't matter where we are, who we playing. like go get the ball. We like tough dudes. Toughest dudes win.
No doubt. And GNDB, those little small things that fans sometimes miss, the little things, boxing out, diving on loose ball, the right rotation, literally these little small things that fans don't really eyeball the way you us three do. Talk about how important are the winning games, with you all being picked first in the Blue Ribbon preseason poll. Those small things are going to really matter. Now it's a target on your back. People say, we got to beat Queens now.
Well, I try and tell people this. Last year, we had a good year and we won 20 games, but we were really 12 possessions away from winning our regular season, and we were really one possession away from winning in the conference semis to go to the conference finals. So the margins are so small. 12 possessions out of 2,800, which is 0.3%. So our sole focus is how do we make small improvements to get 25 possessions better. And that's one possession a game can completely change your season from being an average season to an elite season. And so, yes, one loose ball rebound can be the difference. One box out where a guard boxes out a big, doesn't allow him to get the ball, and his teammate rebounds down is all the difference in the world. And so I think that we're really focused on the little things matter. And we're going to try to get 12 to 25 possessions better.
Oh, God, DB, for you.
Yeah, like I said, the mimic kind of what Coach said is winning a championship to having a great season is, like I said, the margins are so small. And it's an every possession thing. You know, we drill it with our guys. Coach preaches it with our guys. They know, like, our hashtag this year is CMA, Championship Mindset and Attitude. And that's an everyday thing. That's an every possession thing. So, like I said, the little thing like rebounding down, being unselfish enough to know you might not get a rebound, but taking the play out to play for someone else and get it can make a difference, like you said, from losing in the quarterfinals to actually cutting down nets in March and going to the tournament.
No doubt. And G, like, I was there when y'all played Lipscomb. It was a tough night for y'all. I mean, it was a back and forth game, and on the road, a team that everybody in the conference knows, Lipscomb in the A Cup, you all got the key stops to win that game, made the key plays. And talk about that game being an example and embodying what the Queens mindset is, and how you all have kept this transition. And now you're ready to go and blossom now. But seeing what the hard work you all put in all over the years, what they did that night in Nashville.
Yeah, I mean, when we upset Lipscomb early in the season on the road, you know, an embodiment of what our program's about. I think we won the offensive glass that game 18-8. And those 10 extra possessions, we won by 2 points, but those 10 extra possessions were the difference in the game. And so we're always, you know, we only had, I think, 9 turnovers that game. And when we have less than 10 turnovers and we get 15 plus offensive rebounds, we're winning most of those games. And so we didn't have our best shooting night. We didn't have a bad shooting night, but it's not about making shots when you're taking care of the ball and you're pursuing the ball every game. And so for us, those little things are what we focus on, not are we going to make this shot or not.
No doubt. And G, like, also, man, as you said, all these games, like I said, they come down so tight. And so all the free throw shooting as well, and also making the right pass, not being selfish, getting a play control foul. So talk about those pieces of the game as well, about those also small things that impact winning when the games are this close every night in the A-Sun.
Yeah, I mean the free throw discrepancy, teams that shoot more free throws than their opponent almost always win because it's the most efficient shot in basketball. It's uncontested, right? And so, you know, just a small thing like we're trying to get some of our younger players to understand, one ticky-tack foul 70 feet from the basket negates all of our ball pressure because that foul leads to them being in the bonus, which leads to them, you know, putting pressure on our defense. So we have to be very mindful we don't take fouls. Different than the NBA when fouls reset in quarters. In college, you got 20 minutes of a half, and once a team gets in a bonus, look out, you know? And we always, I think we lead the league in the free throws attempted every year, and we're usually bottom three in the league in a good way. Like we don't foul very much. And those small things are huge margins for teams.
No doubt, 100%. And G, also, like we kind of mentioned in my question, first question about you all being first in that poll, man, and for you going through this transition. And I saw it from where it was, and it kind of saw it, and when you just said we're done after this, and to now, man. So, how cool is it for you knowing you went through this tough transition from D2 to D1, now to be picked first in the Blue Ribbon poll coming out the gates here, man?
I mean, it's an honor for our program that people have that level of respect for us because we haven't gotten there yet at this level. We're very used to, as a program, having a target on our backs when we were Division II. The last 8 years, we are nationally ranked every single poll. We were picked first or second in the league every year for 8 straight years. So, and we went to the national tournament 8 straight years. So we understand what the expectations are as a program and as a staff. Now these players who have gone through this transition where they were fighting tooth or nail to earn their respect, well, now they have it, but now they got to understand playing with expectations is different than like being the hunter or hunted. Okay? Every team is going to be up for us now. We're not, no one's going to take a night off because they think, hey, well, this is the team that's been picked to win the league in multiple publications. And our guys got to learn that you better bring it every single day because those teams are going to play with extra energy. Because Queens is now a big game again, like we were before.
No doubt, G, 100%. And G, indeed, look at the roster, man. You have a lot of youth in your program. And even this portal and transfer and NIL era world, how crucial is it to have young guys in the program you can grow and develop as players, to have that pipeline still growing strong and finding the right fit for you guys?
I'm gonna let DB handle this because development is a huge part of our program, and honestly, the guys who the assistants, they're the ones working with those guys every day, but development's a big deal. So DB, go ahead.
I would say G has a great formula for recruiting. I'm not going to give out the secret formula
Don't do that. Don't do
for the
that.
competition, but I will say I think the biggest thing that we have in our program is that we recruit winners. You know, we have a lot of guys that have won. It doesn't matter the level. You know, winning is hard at the recreational level. So I think it's all mindset. So guys that win, they know what it takes to win. They know what it looks like every single day, and they know when we bring the expectation, like, hey, man, you come here, you got to work every single day. Like, we're going to try to get it out of you. And they love being in the gym. Great group of guys. They mess well. Their families are great. And I think once you add all that together and you put them all in the same room, it translates to winning on the court. So, like I said, we have some young guys, but they're winners. They're really good players. You know, just to name like Jordan Wofford, Isaiah Henry, the two freshmen, Denzel Coles from Virginia. Like, they've all been winners. They won at multiple levels. So, like I said, we just recruit winners. And good kids, and then and they bring it on the court.
And you really watch those kids, you know, the reason why they're at Queens is maybe other teams didn't value certain things that they did. We did because they're winners, and we think over time, those things that those other schools didn't value, we can develop those things, you know, and get guys to understand what their strengths are. And so, you know, Jordan Watford, people didn't know what position he was. I had a clear vision for his position. So he felt comfortable with our vision, with what we were doing. And so, you know, for us, we've always done well with guys that maybe don't have a position. Well, I think their position is being a good basketball player, and that's why they've won, and that's why we were interested in them.
No doubt, G. And G, I'm asking you a devious question. Like, how has roster building changed for you all in this era? Because it's always ever changing. You always have to find the right mix, and have the same mix every year. So for you all, how has it been to adjust to this new way of roster building every year now, and make sure to find the right fit, but having to know you guys have to tweak the roster here and there, make the right fit each year to make it all do what you need to do, prior to the old way?
Very fortunate because the Queens community is such a loving and encompassing community. So we lose more less players than most. So we return the most in the league, and I think that for us is a pillar of strength, our stability. So instead of recruiting 12, 10 players, we're recruiting 7 or 8, but keeping 4 or 5 guys every year that played a lot has been a huge thing for our growth as a program. And it allowed us to build our roster around our returning players with a clear vision in mind. Hey, what players are going to complement those guys returning? And it gave us, I think, an advantage in the portal because we were able to target the guys we wanted and execute that vision.
No doubt. DB.
Yeah, like I said, I would say the biggest the biggest recruits we have are the guys in our locker room, you know, every single day. So, and like Coach said, they want to be at Queens. So it made it easy to, hey, we need a few pieces to complement what we already have. You know, we didn't have to replenish 15 guys like most teams are doing every single year now. So, like I said, we recruited our own guys every single day. They love being here. We love having them there. And we found some great addition pieces in the portal and through the high school. And like I said, we just love the team that we have right now.
No doubt, man. And talk about what guy in your program now, Chris Ashby, also in the same Riverman poll, which is a preseason player of the year. And talk about his growth and development in the program, G, and how happy you are for his arc and where he can go as after this year professionally, man.
It's an amazing story, man. I mean, Chris Ashby, literally, this is not a joke. Out of high school and his first year of junior college, he never talked to a Division I head coach, ever, ever. And to think about that, like no one really wanted him. He's 6'1". He wasn't super athletic. And to go from that to being the preseason conference player of the year is a testament to what his work ethic is. In 25 years of coaching, I've never had a player with the practice habits he has. Every single rep, I'm talking about the 20 minutes before practice when guys are getting loose, he's game speed. He's game speed 7 a.m. When I walk in the morning and I'm watching, I know the ball's bouncing. I already know who's in the gym. It's Chris, and he's going game speed. And that's how Chris goes from a guy that no one really wanted, almost like a recruiting castaway, to an all-conference player to preseason player of the year is because of how he works and how he approaches it. I literally tell our players now, of all of our guys that are really like in our rotation, who's the shortest guy? Chris. Who's the guy with the smallest wingspan? Chris. Who's the only guy that can't dunk? Chris. Who's our best player? Chris. Who's the guy that defensively is always in the right place and is doing the right thing? Chris. Who's the guy that is constantly going the hardest? Chris, you guys all have that ability. You're just not doing it yet, Chris. So he leads by example every day. He's awesome. Everything that he's getting, you know, awards wise, preseason, he's earned. He's earned it. It's awesome.
No doubt. And G, man, like you said, man, just having somebody that is an example of how these guys should work, how what to work on, how to work, what it means to be a pro at your craft. He's the example of that. And yes, the NBA guys don't do what Chris Ashby's doing. I can tell you that right now.
But there are some guys like that. I was just meeting with a guy who used to coach for the Hornets this morning, and he was talking about Marvin Williams. And
Former Hawk, my buddy.
he had that work ethic. He was always the hardest worker, and that's how you become great. And that's how he leads without talking. He leads by his example. We have another player, Naz Mann, who is also has picked up those habits, but he uses his voice more often. But I'll take 10 Chris's. We'll figure it out.
No doubt. And G, man, you are the unique opening night, man, with Winthrop at 8 a.m., man, in Rock Hill at the event center up there, man. Talk about getting that cool event playing at 8 a.m. in the morning, man. It's 268 Marathon, man. And how cool is that for you and your team to be a part of this, man?
I mean, we got that opportunity to play Winthrop, who's a local rival, right? And we need to get off the schneid with them. We've lost two in a row to them, and we got to figure that out. But playing at 8 a.m., what it's going to do publicity wise for our program, to play in a neutral site in a national event, to be the first game in college basketball, it shows that the respect that Queens is starting to get nationwide, though, that we'd even be invited to that event. And to play a team that, like I said, that we know, and they're right down the road, they're 30 minutes away. And then we know this, we talked about this earlier, like they get fouled more than any team in the country. We better not foul them or we're going to lose that game.
No doubt, man. And look at your non-conference schedule, G. You have some great opponents here. You know, at Wake Forest, at Arkansas, at Auburn, at Villanova. You got Duquesne. You got Sacred Heart coming to you. UNC Greensboro, Mike Jones. Who's Mike Jones? Does a good job up there. Lynchburg as well at home, man. Gardner-Webb, my man Eric Martin, at South Carolina State, man. So you got a heck of a non-conference. G, you're trying to kill yourself, man. What you doing?
Well, DB, you talk a little bit about this. Think about when you were D2 and we're going to Wingate and Tusculum. Well, now we're going to Villanova, Virginia, Wake Forest, Arkansas, Auburn. Like, what does that make you feel as an alumni?
Yeah, I mean, as an alum, like it's great, you know. Like I said, I used to playing a D2 guy. We go play anybody anywhere, you know. Literally being in, you know, all respect to Newberry, for example, but you know, go to Newberry, South Carolina is a little different than playing the Villanova in Philadelphia, you know. But like I said, as an alumni, it's great. It's an awesome experience for our players to be able to play on these big stages and compete. You know, I mean, we're going there to win the game. You know, it's great to be there. But we're going there to win the game. But it's great for our players, you know, to see teams on TV growing up and actually being in the gym and playing like at a Villanova, playing Duquesne and at Auburn, Arkansas, John Calipari, Perry, you know, all the great players he coached. So it'll be a great experience for our players. But best believe we're coming to win the game.
I joked about Arkansas. They got probably the most McDonald's All-Americans, and we're going to eat some McDonald's before that game, and we're going to go strap up and try and win that game.
For sure.
Yes, indeed. 100%. And Z, this is why I said, this is also why I said, look at the schedule. Look here. If you all go wire to wire, win the A-Sun tournament, you're going to be put up against a team like Villanova, Arkansas, Auburn. So you're getting practice for it now. So if you win the A-Sun tournament, you get in, you get one of these, a bid against one of these teams, your guys aren't scared. You're used to it already. We played for these guys already this season.
Yeah, and that's and again, the focus is on our systems, right? We gotta win the turnover margin. We gotta win the offensive rebound margin. Even when we're playing those games, we gotta look at those games as 10 4-minute games, and we gotta try and win each 4 minutes. And if you win 6 or 7 of those 4-minute sessions, you probably win the game. But we gotta be stuck with our systems and believe in them, and we gotta stay in the fight because those are hard games to win. And you know, but in the end, what really matters is those A-Sun games. And those big t schools are going to help us prepare when we get to the A-Sun, and it's going to be a great preparation.
And
And
GMAS,
oh, go ahead, DB.
yeah. Like I said, to piggyback on what Coach said, last year we went to Ole Miss and we hung with them 34, 35 minutes up until last media. You know, it got we some turnovers kind of went left, but that locker room after the game, our guys believed in themselves so much. Like, hey, we want to roll it against a Sweet 16 SEC team, and we hung with them and we came to conference and we started off 5-0. You know, and like I said, I think those games really helped build our locker room, show our guys that they're really good players that can compete on a national level. And we learn what we can do and we watch the film and we get ready for the A-Sun.
No doubt. And G, I know, no, I know you probably, you had no control over this, but now you all now have a neutral site in Jacksonville now. No more campus sites. And what were your thoughts on losing that kind of uniqueness of the A-Sun tournament, playing on campus sites, man, and going on the road or having people come to you, man? And now you got one site in Jacksonville now. What are your thoughts on that, on this change here?
I was on that committee, and you know, there's a lot of positives to both ways. But when you look at it like this, if you look at the leagues that do have a neutral site tournament, we wanted to be like those leagues, okay? And the one thing it does is it allows all 12 teams to participate in a tournament. Everyone's going, and we didn't have that before. And the travel was really difficult. You know, we go down to Florida Gulf Coast. We win that game. We have to bus to Miami, fly to Nashville, and then play Lipscomb. That's really tough travel because you're talking about getting plane flights last minute, and having multiple sites that the conference has to take over, and run a tournament at. Well, now it's just at one site. All 12 teams are going to go, and every school can now have an alumni base. Hey, look, we're all going to Jacksonville at these dates. Plan your vacation, your spring breaks around this, and like let's get it going. And so it's going to take a few years to get off the ground, but I think long term it's the best thing for the A-Sun.
No doubt. Last one for you, G. A lot of my people ask me, they're worried about you, man, because the Elon and merger and Queens merger. So I just want to let you t say however, say tell people whoever you need to tell them about it, because I want to give you the open floor to do that, brother.
You know, after the initial shock of it, you know, because you don't really understand it, you realize this really comes from a position of strength. Two institutions that have a ton of like things, liberal arts education, the student experience, how we treat our students. Elon and Queens have always been very, very similar, very parallel. Well, now you've merged assets. So we've gone from two smaller institutions. When you merge both, Now we have $2 billion in assets and the ability to strengthen our student experience because of the amount of the strength of that merger and the financial strength of it. It's going to be two campuses with a chancellor basically. And that Elon is still going to have their undergraduate experience and Queens is going to have theirs. But we're going to be stronger together. And we'll have an ASUN athletic department over here at Queens, and they're going to have a CAA athletic department in Burlington. And it's going to be a really great experience for our guys. Our guys are actually really excited about it.
No doubt. Well, glad you're gonna be good, brother. I was like, I was worried about you, so I'm happy you're gonna be safe, brother. I'm happy you all be good to go, man. As always. Well, G, like I said, it's good to see you and DB this past weekend, man. We'll do it again real soon, man. I will hopefully see you in West Georgia when you play over there in Carrollton, man.
You know you're always welcome where we're at.
All
Yeah,
right,
good to
folks.
see you, man. Appreciate you having me.
Yes, sir. And folks, that's my two guys, DB and G Grant Linnell, the Boss Man Show. Check them out, the Queens Royals. Hey, son, let's go, baby.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.